Hi everyone, this is Talking Shop, the podcast for anyone who is serious about growing their business online. I'm one of your hosts, Waldo, and every week Leo and myself will be joined by guest speakers where we'll be discussing topics about anything and everything related to the world of commerce. So sit back, relax, and let's talk shop.
You may be wondering where their hosts Leo and Waldo are today, and I'm here to tell you that the women are taking over for the day. So I'm Freya, I'm the partner manager for Zyba, and I'm joined here with Brenda and Lisa, and Brenda and I will be interviewing Lisa today. So we are all employees of Zyba, but I will let you guys introduce yourselves. So Brenda, do you want to take it over?
Yes, I'm so excited to be on the podcast, a long-time watcher and first-time actual attender, so this is going to be great. So I'm Brenda Walters, and I'm the Key Account Manager here at Zyba, working with some of our biggest brands on Support and Success Retainer. Really enjoying the role, nearly a year in now, and it's about time that the girls take over.
About time, yeah. Yeah. And Lisa, tell us who you are and what your brand is.
Hey team, my name's Lisa. I'm one of the account executives here. And my brand, the reason why I'm in the hot seat today is because I have a Shopify brand myself that I've been running for 2 years. It's called She's Back. The women are back in business and she is.
Heck yeah. And Lisa is not shy to this podcast because she's usually behind the camera. But this time, yeah, as she said, we've put her in the hot seat. So how do you feel about that, Lisa?
I feel absolutely roped into this. I am unprepared. We just pulled this together like 10 minutes before. Brenda's sweating. I'm sweating. It's just chilling.
I'm not chilling. It is scary. I've actually always wanted to be on a podcast, but it is a little bit scary. But we can edit what we need to, and everyone's making it up, right?
We are.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's planned, guys.
We are really winging this. Yeah. So, Lisa, She's Back. What is She's Back?
So, She's Back is a period subscription box where every month I put in 4 to 5 different beauty products so that you can try, kind of have fun with it, especially when you're on your period. You know, it's not the best time of the month. So, to cheer yourself up a little bit, I'd think to put in some new products from cleansers, moisturizers, face mask, because that's always nice as well to treat yourself, and just kind of help you unwind, relax, and have that little self-care day that you need every once in a while.
Yeah, I get it. I feel like it's so important to look after yourself, and a lot of the time we don't really do that, right? We're just, you know, putting ourselves last, and that time of the month we can be a bit sensitive, but also I feel like it would be a great gift.
Yeah. What do you think, Brenda?
Yeah, no, definitely. I was going to say, with that sort of product, as Freya said as well, you just always put yourself last. So it's such an ingenious idea to have that turn up every month, taking the thought out of it and having a little pamper package. So what a great gift for family and friends as well, you know, daughters, mums, everything like that. So do you see a spike in holiday time sales of subscription?
Yeah, I see a lot of sales that come from, you know, mothers that have their teenagers starting their period. So there's a lot of demand on education on what to do on your first period, how to take care of yourself, and then also having that kind of welcome package to womanhood. And I feel like She's Back is definitely something that provides that type of demand, I guess. Especially during the holiday periods is when you start to see the sales pick up because of that reason.
Yeah. It's so amazing having that Welcome to Womanhood package. You know, I don't know if I speak for everybody, but certainly back in my younger years, it was still a little bit taboo to speak of a period. And it wasn't something that was discussed very openly and freely. So I love to see where the whole, industry has come, and just the whole world, and how much more comfortable we are about talking about those sorts of things. And that would have been such a beautiful rite to passage to get a package like that, as opposed to, freaking out and thinking that you're dying, not quite sure what's going on because you haven't really got the proper education. And, you know, it's generally associated with those awkward chats at school.
Yeah.
So the openness is just something that I love that everybody is embracing. You know, your product speaks to that so well.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like having something to celebrate your period, it's not something to be ashamed of. And even using the word period, you know, we're a lot more comfortable with using the word period now. I'm on my period, telling people that. I know we talk about it. But before, you couldn't, it felt like you couldn't really say that. When I say before, I mean like a few years ago for me. Wasn't really comfortable talking about my period at work or like even at home sometimes, you know, you don't really want to speak of it. So I think it has come a long way and your product is obviously doing something awesome to encourage that as well and to celebrate it.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that it is an online business as well, you have the opportunity to use that platform to really educate those users or potential users that are coming on to She's Back or a subscription box anyway. Because all that information is there, it's readily accessible, and so you might as well put it out there while educating and selling something at the same time.
Yep, for sure. And so when you subscribe, is it a 12-month subscription, 6-month? How does that work?
Yeah, so I started off as doing it only monthly, just because periods are a monthly thing, so it's quite regular. That's the reason why I actually went into this business because, you know, kind of want some stability in revenue, right? And periods are a pretty regular thing. So, yeah. And then, so I'm using Recharge subscriptions. And the great thing about this is that they actually offer, they have a new feature now called prepaid subscriptions. So this is really good for people who are still trying to discover your brand and maybe want a gift. Like you guys said, a subscription box, and you just want to do like 3 months, 6 months. So I offer that as well.
Cool. So what is your most regular subscription period then?
How do you mean?
Like how long are you seeing that people are running around?
I actually have a surprisingly long-term subscriber base. So I actually have this really cute lady. She's based in Invercargill. Her name's Kathy. Kathy, if you're watching
me. Shout out to Kathy.
You're my fave. She always comments on my Instagram. And so she always leaves a review every month as well. And then my friend, no, it wasn't my friend. So I was going on a date.
Here we go. This is the stuff I was hoping. Hoping we would get out.
And yeah. He was like, so who's Kathy? Is she a friend? I see you have like a business. Like, no, it's an actual customer. I love you, Kathy, but they think you're my friend and you're my only customer that constantly leaves a review. But I love you. Thank you.
Kathy's your customer BFF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been subscribed for 2 years.
Amazing.
She's a strong subscriber. I love her.
Well, that also shows the value in your product as well. I think that's something to be celebrated. And that's kind of a good segue to loyal customers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how do you sort of celebrate that as well?
Yeah, so I still have quite a small subscriber base. So I have the ability to really do some custom personal touches that is really nice for everyone to surprise and delight your customers. So on the 1 year mark, I did a custom tumbler bottle with everyone's names. Just to say, hey, thanks for being a long-term subscriber. Here's a branded She's Back Tumblr with your name on it, just to add that nice personal touch. And I had a handwritten note as well for each of them. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. I was going to ask you, as the partner manager, obviously our partners are very important to me, and I was going to ask what your favorite apps are.
My favorite apps is definitely Recharge because I have the subscription model, so it's kind of a must for me.
I feel like we need a cha-ching in there.
Yeah, Lucas hit that cha-ching.
Like,
oh,
maybe next time.
Moving on.
We tried.
Another favorite app of mine is Klaviyo. So I use Klaviyo for my email marketing as well. So I've got all of the basic flows set up, which was really handy. So I just really, I haven't touched it since I set it live. So it's been like 2 years as well. So I just set it and forget it, and it's generating money for me for when I don't need to think about that. All I need to focus on is just doing the campaigns, really. Those are the two main favorites of mine. What I really love, which I don't have right now, is because I'm poor, is WeBuy.
We so recently moved into our own place, so feeling the, you know, the purse strings tightening of living on your own and having to pay all your bills. We feel you, girl.
Yeah, but WeBuy is one of my favorite apps that I highly recommend to any of my clients. It's great for carousel, pushing it the AOV as well. It has the integration with Klaviyo and Recharge, so you've got a really nice tech stack coming into whatever you have for your store as well. But it's just a really great app in general to make that sale virtually for you online without you having to be there. So yeah, it's like a little little salesperson.
So true. Wow, thank you for that that WeBuy plug. That was really great.
Yeah, I think you WeBuy.
Love WeBuy. I'm just going to add, it takes the thinking out of it because of their AI. So it's literally you can get spun up in a matter of moments and implement a few widgets without having to get into the nitty-gritty of setting up all your data feeds. You can just let the AI do its thing to start with and get some learnings, and then you can go more complex from there. But Lisa, I believe you were actually running a A/B test with the AI versus an actual data feed, and it looked like the AI was winning. Is that right?
Yeah, so I did an A/B test with one of my clients. So it was for a post-purchase offer where we wanted to test whether if we offered the user the same product that they purchase with a discount. So if they purchase, say, a Prada sweatshirt.
no money though, right?
That's how it works for us. and then after I make the purchase, then it will offer it will have pop-up that says time limited offer. Get this Prada sweatshirt for 20% off. Wouldn't that be fucking great? So we tested that. So same offer versus the AI recommendation, which is a cross-sell offer of what the AI thinks that would the user would probably purchase. And it turns out that the AI was winning. So good to constantly do your A/B testing, guys.
Yep. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, love that.
A/B testing is super important, isn't it? And like, surely we've all been caught out when you're buying something and you add it to the cart and then you automatically get that, hey, this would look great with XYZ. And you're like, damn, that would. Yeah. I need those matching shorts with that sports bra. So, it is a great app. I also love it. And it's super customizable. So you can change, you know, how your checkout looks and everything like that. And I think when you see WeBuy on sites, it always looks different, which is cool. Yeah. It's not just like the stock standard same.
Exactly. You can really customize it for the brand. So that's awesome.
Lisa, I want to know more about your community and like, how do you get the word out there about She's Back and interact with customers?
Yeah, definitely. So there's definitely two different ways that I go about it. The first one is using social media as my platform for generating the awareness and making sure that, so She's Back is all about talking about the taboo. Nothing is off limits, and education is all about is what we're all about. So I use especially Instagram and Facebook to make weekly posts on period advice, how to take care of your period, what to do when you're on it, what kind of foods you should be eating as well, because that also helps with the body as well.
Is there a lot of chocolate involved in that?
Yeah, actually.
And a lot of carrots. Chocolate covered everything. Yeah. Sign me up.
And bathe in chocolate. Chocolate bath.
Chocolate bath. Oh, spa treatment.
And I also do a lot of donations to the community as well. So there's this lady, nice lady. She's from the UK, I believe. She reached out to me. She owns, she runs this community donate box outside of like a temple where everyone can donate food and toiletries and everything to families that are in need. They can just go in and take some for whatever they need. So I donate period supplies as well. And then she helps me spread the word within the community in North Shore. So yeah, a lot of online, offline, making sure that the word is still being spread around. And yeah, word of mouth is really powerful.
I love that. And getting involved in the community and supporting those out there is so beneficial. But I want to dive a little bit deeper into some of your products and how they're made. And I think I'm picking up what I'm putting down there. So can you tell us more about how you like your products are made?
Yeah. So initially when I started, I just wanted to pick out skincare that I personally would use, which is quite selfish of me, but obviously if I like it, then other people like it. But now I'm introducing personalization. So especially using Klaviyo with collecting that zero party data to ensure that I have a personalized box for you, especially because every woman has different skincare needs. Some people might have dry skin, some people might have oily. Different age types will have different requirements for your skin as well. So yeah, I collect that zero party data. So I collect birthdays, what type of skin type you have, and then what your needs are as well. So then when I am doing my purchasing and accumulating what boxes that I choose for each month, then I know that my users will have the perfect box that they need.
Yes, and that is the beauty of Klaviyo, right? Being able to collect that data and segment what each person wants. You don't want to give me with oily skin something for, dry skin, mm-hmm. for example. Yes, in terms of next steps for She's Back, it would be selling tampons in store.
Yeah, definitely hitting the grocery stores, even Chemist Warehouse would be a really great one. Just having She's Back as a household item would be an awesome step.
Yeah, that would be super cool. And would you be interested in selling a subscription box as, I guess, a one-off box in Chemist, supermarket, stuff like that?
Yeah, if there was a demand for it. So we currently do have, we offer subscriptions and one-off boxes as well. So if you want to try, then you definitely can. It's just with the subscription, you get the 5% off, because obviously with subscriptions, you need to offer your subscribers an incentive to stay on. And usually with subscriptions, the most easiest way is to offer a discount for recurring orders, plus free shipping and all of that as well.
What has been your most popular product, Lisa?
Most popular product. I actually had three different products that I launched initially. So it was first the beauty box, which I still have till this day. Then I have the snack box, because obviously you want to be snacking on your period. And then I had the I Want It All box. So you had skincare and snacks put into one. That was the most popular one.
Oh, yeah. You've told me already.
Same.
But come at me with a but. You've just sold me on it.
The recession, shipping prices to import products from overseas has been through the roof. We've had to adapt and change and roll with punches. So we still have the beauty box, but I did do a quiz to my customers as well. To ask them if they still wanted snacks, and they said yes. So there is a high demand, so it is coming.
Cool. So what about ice?
Yeah. So it's always good to keep asking your customers what they want, so that you're in the know, not just constantly guessing what they want. You just get it out of the horse's mouth.
Yes, love that. And sorry, circling back to Kathy. We love Kathy. And reviews, she's always leaving you positive feedback. How do you collect reviews?
Yeah, so I use an app called Stamped. It's a fantastic little app because it does also...
Stamped.io.
Stamped.io. It also has the functionality to collect points or have like a loyalty point system. So it's a 2-in-1. It's really good for smaller merchants. But what I really recommend
is... She's saying it because I'm sitting here, everyone. I'm looking at her like, oh, dare you cheat on me.
But what I really recommend to you and all of my clients as well is Okendo. So Okendo, if you don't know already, is a fantastic reviews platform that also has the talking about, you know, making sure that you have the right tech stack. It has the fantastic integrations with the big players such as Klaviyo and Recharge.
I think like it totally thank you for that. Lisa knows how much I love Okendo, very close relationship with Okendo. But it depends on your business, right? And not everything works for everyone. And I think that is what is so important about having a business and also being an agency is knowing what suits and what doesn't.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. You're still in the process of scaling up. It probably doesn't make sense to get all the bells and whistles all in one go. So starting with something that's fit for purpose and then growing from there.
Strategy.
Yeah. And I guess a couple more things if we have time for them. I just wanted to know, you know, you're obviously really busy running this business and you're also working a 9-to-5. What would be your advice for people who are wanting to start something, but are also managing a busy schedule?
Yeah, so I would highly recommend to automate everything that you can, if you can. When I first started as well, I would take in subscriptions and order them on the same day as they would come in. But now that I found out that there was a feature within Recharge where you can charge on a specific date, that has reduced my time by like 2 weeks on working on She's Back and then just being able to focus on my 9-to-5, but also being able to just, to be honest, every month I would probably work like 5 hours a month on She's Back where I just do campaigns. I'll schedule them. I'll schedule my social media posts. And then on the day that I do my recurring charge is when I'll also spend my day packing as well. So it's very little. So if you can automate as much as you can. There's tools for that. Or us, Zyber.
Yeah, love that Zyber plug as well. So Lisa, what's been the hardest thing about starting your own business, e-commerce?
Yeah, I think it's really just taking the first step. So you've got this great idea and then you're so excited, but then what's the first step? You're so overwhelmed with what kind of 10 different paths that you could take. Just taking the first step without thinking about it too much and then learn as you go is the best way, because if you're just hindering on thinking about what's the best move to make first, then you're never going to do it.
Yeah, that's cool. It's something that I've noticed is a bit of a trend speaking to people in the industry that, you know, of course, make sure that you're not taking unnecessary risk, but at some point you've got to stop overthinking it and just do it.
I love that. So true.
Yeah, and I always like to live by the saying, if you fail, fail fast and then keep rolling.
Yeah. On to the next thing.
Yeah. Don't worry, worry till worry worries you.
Ooh. Say that 5 times real fast.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister. And to round it out, Brenda had a great idea of what we may ask. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fun little segment called
Love
Girl Math.
Girl Math.
So we want to know, when have you recently used Girl Math to justify a purchase, and what was it and how did you justify it?
I just feel like this is so Lisa.
The first thing that I can think of was the Uber Eats voucher that we got for our lunch and learn. And then
That's a saving tactic, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in a recession.
I love this.
Yeah.
So, we got $50 US?
No.
NZ.
NZ.
$50 NZ to spend on Uber Eats. And then because I have been renting, the money is low. Okay. So what I've been doing is with the Uber Eats voucher, I was like, okay, cool. How am I going to maximize this? Okay. I'm going to order Chinese food because I know that they have large amounts of food and I can freeze it. So I bought two meals and I split it into three and I had six meals and it was free.
Girl, it actually was free.
Girl, Matt. It was free. I made money off of that because then I wouldn't have to spend money on six meals.
There we go.
This comes
your man.
Girl product.
Yeah. I was looking for some high fashion ticket item that you justified because you would get, you know, tinwares out of it. And so it's basically free.
It's pretty much.
But that, you know, you've actually made money on that deal.
I have made money, yes.
Freeze your Uber Eats.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to say that you used it for buying groceries instead of a lunch, but you're so much smarter.
Could have done that too.
You know,
and how do you do your girl math?
Gosh, yeah, on the spot. Well, I always think that, you know, if it's on sale and you don't buy it, you're losing money. So, you know, if your favorite brand, just gonna throw out here, LSKD, I need to delete your app because you get me with your push notifications and I am such an impulse buyer. Mm. And when I see a discount on something, I can very quickly justify spending the last $100 in my bank account on that item because otherwise I'm going to be losing money because it's not going to be on discount forever. So hit me with a flash sale. Love you, LSKD.
Yeah, great brand. Great marketing strategies.
Yeah. What about you, Freya?
Oh my gosh, mine is so, I don't know, not cool. So basically I need to get my wisdom teeth out. Well, they are telling me that I probably have to get my wisdom teeth out. So I need insurance so that I can afford to get it. So I've signed up to insurance. It's $45 a fortnight or something.
Yeah.
And then they were like, do you want to add on Vitality Plus? You can get points. It's like a point reward system on their app.
Yes.
And so when you had a certain amount of points, you get like 5 air points for the week. And you also get a discounted Les Mills membership. I'm like, another $11.50 a fortnight. A month. So it's $45 for my insurance a fortnight, $11.50 a month for my Vitality, and then another like $27 for my gym membership. And I'm like, my wisdom teeth are free. So I mean, adding like, I don't know, almost $100 probably.
Yeah.
Or over $100 a month, way over $100 a month.
Which I'm
like, but I'm like, yeah, but 12 months and my wisdom teeth are free.
Yeah, exactly. And that's thousands of dollars. And in the meantime, you know, you've got health insurance. It's really good. Yes. You get some other claiming benefits on that as well. And gym.
Gym.
Which I know that you've been really enjoying. I know David's seen you at a few classes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm well into it. I did previously go to Studio Box and it's like a great boxing class. But Les Mills has boxing, so I'm also not paying for that membership anymore, which, you know, that's great.
Your wisdom teeth are free. That's
my wisdom.
Girl math.
Free girl math.
Love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Lisa. It's been great talking to you. That went so quickly. I really can't believe it.
Yeah,
thank you. I had a great time. And you can find Lisa at shoesback.co.nz.
Co.nz.
Yeah, check it out.